Kiss 98.5, it's Janet Snyder. We are on the phone with one of the stars of Kiss the Summer Hello from Drax Project, Sam Thompson. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Sam, this is going to be your first time coming to Buffalo, New York, and Drax Project performing. So for our friends and our listeners of Kiss 98.5, can you give us a little background to Drax Project?
So we started off, originally it was just Sean and Matt busking on the streets of Wellington. Busking is like street performing. So they had, you know, like a instrument case down, and people would they were playing just, you know, pop songs, but versions of it on saxophone and drums, and people would stop by and party, you know, late into the night, and that was really cool. And then I joined pretty quickly after and did a bit of busking as well. And then Ben joined, and we started writing our own music. From there, we released a few things in New Zealand, and we started to get some festivals, and then got some kind of bigger opening slots, which was awesome, for people like Ed Sheeran and Lorde and stuff. And then we ended up last year, or in 2017, we released the song Woke Up Late. And that's kind of what's brought us here. It's been an amazing ride.
It is an amazing ride, and I've got more to ask you, but that's the perfect moment for me to play Woke Up Late. Are you cool with that?
Definitely.
All right. Kiss the Summer Hello artists, Drax Project, will join us on stage on June 20th. Here's their song, Woke Up Late, on Kiss 98.5. Kiss 98.5, Janet Snyder on the phone with Sam Thompson. Now, Sam, Drax Project is going to perform at Kiss the Summer Hello. You guys are from New Zealand. How does it feel to have your music cross all over the world?
I think it's something that all of us had always hoped for and wanted, you know, like as musicians from, and we've all been musicians from a reasonably young age. That was always something, you know, New Zealand is a very small place, and a lot of the music that we listen to there is from other parts of the world. So we wanted to get our music out there as much as we could. It is an amazing thing, and sometimes kind of have to remind myself, you know, I'm wherever I am, and I'm getting to play music to be here. So it is an amazing thing, and we're just happy that it's getting out there and people are listening to it and seem to be liking it.
On the phone with Sam Thompson of Drax Project. Sam, how do you hook up with Hailee Steinfeld on this song? Like, how do you reach out to her to say, want to be on this song with us?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. We, as I was saying earlier, we did a tour opening for Camila Cabello last year in and around Europe, and that was an amazing experience. And somehow, you know, like people at that level, I think they all have connections and friends, mutual friends and stuff. So somebody in Hailee's team heard the song through somebody in Camila's team. They liked the song. We'd always thought that it could work as a duet. Mm-hmm. You know, the song kind of has that vibe. But when we first wrote and released the song in New Zealand, it just didn't really come to fruition for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Hailee liked the song. She wanted to be on it. Obviously, we're fans of her music. You know, Starving is an amazing song, and we've actually listened to that song a lot and trying to figure out how to write pop music. And, it was a no-brainer for us.
All right, so I want to know more about your band, Drax Project, and I want to know about the members. So which member of Drax Project is most likely to wake up late?
Well, luckily today I didn't wake up late, because otherwise I wouldn't be talking to you. Mm-hmm. Although I happen to often be the culprit of that one. I think we all have our days, you know.
On the phone with, of course, Sam Thompson from Drax Project, getting to know Drax Project. Who is the person that always has their cell phones dead and needs to be charged? Whose cell phone's always at 1%?
Well, Matt is the person who deals a lot with our social media stuff. Obviously, we're all involved, but he's the one who's on it all the time. So he's the one who uses the most juice up, I think.
Getting to know Drax Project, who's always on the phone?
I enjoy talking on the phone far more than I enjoy messaging, because I feel like I can actually connect to the person I'm talking to and the point gets across quicker, so probably me.
Who stays out the latest?
I think we all do at points. We often get carried away with making music pretty late, so you know that can go into the small hours of the night.
Who has the craziest ideas?
Sean's a pretty crazy guy. He has some pretty crazy ideas, quite often great ideas, so yeah.
Who's the best dancer?
Matt has great dance moves.
Yeah.
Matt loves to lay it down, so yeah, I definitely put Matt down for that one.
Who's got the greatest style in Drax Project?
Well, you know, not wanting to blow my own horn, but personally, I like what I wear.
Is it you, Sam?
That's what I'll say.
You got the style.
I'll just say I like what I wear.
Who meets the most fans at a show?
We all try to get out there and you know, like meet people, talk, and mm-hmm. see where they're from, and it's always interesting to find out how people got to our music or what they think of it. So we all try and get out there.
On the phone this morning with Sam Thompson from Drax Project, part of Kiss the Summer Hello. Now, finally, if you can help me, Sam, so that our listeners will know who's who, because this is going to be the first time you guys have ever come to Buffalo. I will know yeah. Matt from Drax Project yeah. because how? How will I be able to recognize Matt?
Matt's the tallest one, and he's the one most likely to be wearing a singlet. that's kind of his style. And also, he has a trademark. We call them bum bags in New Zealand, but I think you call them fanny packs.
Okay, and, I love
in
that.
The States.
I'm going to wear my fanny pack, too, just for that. Now, Sam, we already know you've got style, but how are we going to know it's you?
Yeah, I'm the one who jumps around quite a lot. We're all very energetic, but I tend to be a bit of a ball of energy on stage.
I will know it's Ben from Drax Project. How?
He's the one with the charming smile, and he's got long, luscious locks, so you'll see that.
And then tell me how I will recognize Shan.
Well, I mean, like, inevitably, he is the one standing at the front of the stage singing. So yeah, you'll see that in him, and he has, he plays a saxophone as well, so that's a pretty discerning feature.
What do you want to say to the Drax Project fans in Buffalo, New York?
I mean, it'll be great to come and play to you guys for the first time. Never been, really excited. Really excited to play with some of the other people on the bill as well. And so, you know, just come and say hi to us. We're not scary people. We'll take photos. We'll have a chat, you know.
We are so excited for you to share your music with the Kiss 98.5 listeners. And we can't wait to have you in Buffalo. Sam Thompson, Drax Project, thanks for calling in this morning. We appreciate you.
Thanks for chatting.
This is Kiss 98.5.